Let's bring power to food and flour. This is HortiBiz News Radio.
Right now, we are talking with one of the departments, divisions of Royal Brinkman. It's Dry Gear. We've spoken to Dry Gear before, but I have two guests in the studio. So one of them is a very, very new member of the Royal Brinkman family, actually, I think. Tal Netzer, CEO of Dry Gear. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure for you to have you here in our radio booth.
Pleasure to be here.
Okay, and then Hans Belt is the international product specialist,
yes,
right?
Yes. You remember quite well.
Yeah. And you're with the company for a bit more than a year now, I think.
A bit more than a year. We have our first interview a year ago, and that was my starting point. So it was a good start.
Yeah, and here we are. So it's nice for us also to follow the developments of Dry Gear. Maybe, Tal, for you, it's nice to introduce Dry Gear for the people that don't know Dry Gear yet.
Yes, so Dry Gear is a dehumidifier company. We are originated in Israel. We have a patent of a dehumidify in the horticulture. That's our focus, that's our only business. So we are the dehumidifier, not for industry, just for the horticulture. Been in the business for over a decade, having the best dehumidifier since the first model, they're all running. We have a mutual party with Royal Brinkman for the majority of Europe, and we are working as partners for many years.
Yeah.
We are a sustainable solution, so any CO2 footprint and all, we are a sustainable product, so we believe the future is bright.
Yeah.
And we are exciting to keep on growing. We grew dramatically in the last decade, but we're looking to grow further, double, quadruple the business size in Europe and globally.
Okay.
Me personally, I came from a different industry, a non-sustainable industry.
What is your background, if
so
I can ask?
My background is chemical industry, detergents, skincare, business, locally in Israel, a lot in the US, selling a private label to the major retailers, the Walmart and all the major players. Partly I did from Israel and partly in the US.
Okay.
So supply chain manufacturing, that's my strength. And for Dry Gear, after the first phase, the first decade or so, looking to grow, the former CEO is part of the owners, Rona, is now the chairman. So they brought me into the company.
They're still involved.
Yeah. Still involved, still around. We have a great team of advisors, supporters, sales team, all been with the company for several years, so I'm the new guy in town.
Yeah.
Which is exciting, and my goal is to, as I said, very exponential. We believe that's very doable, and I need first to build the structure, the infrastructure that would hold,
yeah,
you know, such a growth.
Yeah.
And find the right partners, doing the right steps, and the first goal is to understand what's the customer, the end customer need.
Yeah,
and to fit it like a glove.
Yeah.
Working with Royal Brinkman, with other partners globally, to have the right solutions for the end customer, for the grower, indoor greenhouses, the different horticulture needs.
Yeah.
So we are always trying to adjust and modify and be ahead of the game.
Course, yeah.
Different gases, different sustainable needs. We are working to register our product on the CO2 submission programs as well locally here.
Okay.
So we are doing all the steps ahead of regulation to be always ahead of the customer needs and always ahead of the game.
Always.
That's the goal.
A good idea. That's good. Okay, thank you, Tal. Hans, maybe this is interesting for you to answer, because how big is the market of dehumidifying machines?
I think it's getting bigger day by day.
Are there a lot of competitors, for example?
Oh, well, if you talk to competitors, well, I thought maybe you say the market in general.
Also?
I can say that if you are growing with a more closed environment, everybody knows the plant empowerment principles. If you grow more closely closed, then you have less use of pesticides, you have less use of energy. So the market is rising and rising every day. And also, because of the energy prices, there are competitors who see a gap in the market and say, okay, we need to dehumidify in another way than using a lot. That are the people who are jumping to the to what they say the gap. But I think, in my opinion, they forget to look at the whole picture. Mm-hmm. And Dreiger does. And that's why we choose as Royal Brinkman for this manufacturer, because they don't look on not only look at the dehumidifying system, they look how to get a better crop and a better yield and energy saving. And the combination of air circulation and dehumidification is the best way to work with Dreiger instead of other.
Yeah, and that let's also makes the unique proposition and the unique position.
That's
for
true. It's patent, Dreiger. So it's they find out at the patent office that the combination of air circulation and dehumidification is so important for the microclimate of the plant.
Yeah.
That they say this is something new. So we give a patent on it. So the next coming years, you can do it your way.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I want to add, because I think one of the challenges, now we're enjoying the fruits of those challenges, is to educate the market.
Yeah.
The dehumidification is a necessity within the horticultural space. And it's saving energy, many other benefits. But the early years was just, and it's still there, educating the market. The Dutch growers are, you know, the best in the world. So that's the first penetration here, but even here, starting with flowers, with tulips, moving into vegetables and other areas. It's a process. It's a long process. It's educating the market. As you mentioned, competitors will all be, when you create a market, you're trying to be the first and always the cutting edge company.
Yeah.
But competition would come. We need to bless it. It makes us better. It's not just
keeps
stating.
Keeps you sharp as
exactly,
well. Yeah.
Keep
yeah.
you sharp. So you are creating the market and you have to share it.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. We want to be the best. We want to be the best solution. But there will be always room for others. That's, you know, that's part of life. That's
yeah,
part
and
of
I also
business.
Believe that in this industry, there's like not, I never feel like real competition between companies that do something similar. Like everyone, every company has their unique proposition and their unique.
I think so.
Correct.
I think so. We are talking here with our competitors, and they're making pictures, and we talk to each other and to see if the cake is big enough to share. So
yeah.
We let grower make the final decision.
Yeah, exactly. That's beautiful. And then, Tal, because your background is not in horticulture. Right?
Yeah.
And then now, since 6 weeks, you are the CEO of, completely deep into horticulture. Mm. How is this transition for you? Like, what stands out for you about the horticulture industry?
I think it's a very different industry, as you mentioned. We are selling a premium product, not the cheapest. Not the easiest to sell, but there is a mechanism that already work, and the cooperation with Brinkman in that perspective.
Yeah.
I find it fascinating. There is a lot to learn. For me, it's like, you know, I'm just absorbing information as much as I can.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Timing-wise, coming to GreenTech, you know, the first weeks was just, you know, knowing the company, understand the market overall. So now it's kind of the second phase for me, meeting customers. We had a very interesting tour Monday that was arranged by Hans and Eve.
Okay.
Of customers from all over the world coming to our satisfied customers here in the Netherlands.
Okay.
And showing them, you know, how we were successful, hearing the stories, success stories, you know, challenges that the grower has, trying to create a grower network. Because education, it's all about discussion. There is many platforms nowadays, you know, social media. Our website is extremely busy. We have a lot of digital assets that help us combine. And I think here in the Netherlands, it's, you know, it's the most educated growers. It helps us, you know, boost the rest of the world. So It's been really exciting. You know, many new names,
yeah.
Many new terms. Agriculture, it's not exact science. You know, each greenhouse has a little bit different parameters. You need to find the differences in order to bring the best solution. So it's not easy, but it's very interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm coming for a small place in Israel. My first work was an avocado picker.
Yeah.
Most of my friends are a grower, agronomists. So that's kind of my background at home.
It is a bit the background.
So
yeah.
Somehow I got to a different industry, but for me it's going back home.
Yeah.
To my roots.
And what attracted you to work for dry gear?
So I was looking for sustainable industry. Hopefully in the agriculture, you know, horticulture,
yeah.
Arena. The owners, while I was interviewing, they didn't say they're expecting to grow 5 or 10% every year. If that was the case, I would going elsewhere. They told me, we want to double the revenue on an annual base.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, that's challenging. So I did some my own due diligence, and I saw that, you know, it's started all the global trends going into sustainability and the dehumidification process the dryer creates. Is exactly fits that trend.
Yeah.
So, and we hardly even started to, you know, to conquer the world as we believe we can.
Yeah.
So we can grow rapidly. It's, you know, this year has been, years have been challenging, but I believe the good and the strong players would survive and keep on growing. So, you know, it's just another bump in the road.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's not okay. A problem, and it's an opportunity for me to learn the industry, and you know,
yeah.
The sky is the limit.
I think that Roy have the capability to choose their manufacturers.
Yeah.
So if we think we need another dehumidification manufacturer, we can choose another one because we are a distributor and not a manufacturer. But what we have seen in the last years that a dry gear don't stop when the product is sold.
Okay.
Dry gear have consultants, they have experts in the market. So what we do in the Netherlands, but also in foreign countries, after we sold the product, we set up teams meetings, we're going to check out the environment, we're going to check out the grower, and then he have already the solution, but he has to play with it. And then we work together on a program to make it from the start to the end, better and better and better day by day.
Yes.
And that is why we choose dry gear, because it don't stop at
set. Say it happens also from the other way. As dry gear, we were looking for the right partner. A company that's not just looking to do a quick sale and move on.
Yeah.
Somebody who can support and share a vision with us. So I think it's relations that would keep on grow. We started in the Netherlands, we spread into Europe and other places in the world because Royal Brinkman way of thinking is matching in 100% the way Dryger looks
good.
On it. So that's.
So where do we go from here? What have in store for Dryger?
I think this future is bright. I think we've just started to penetrate. There are so many hectares of greenhouses in the Netherlands and globally. I think different crops, different growers, learning that dehumidification can save a lot of energy. You know, we have one planet, and I think the restrictions about CO2 emissions would keep on growing, and as the restrictions are restricted,
yeah.
We are, you know, for us it's a boost, a growing engine. So as I mentioned, we've just started, and I think the sky is the limit. If you see the amount of hectares that exist,
yeah,
and the amount of dehumidification that would be needed in the next couple of years, you know, it makes you know that you can achieve your ambitious goal.
Okay.
So that's
Hans,
great.
Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I follow a lot of research things about, if you talk about, for example, vegetables. 2 weeks ago I was at Botany, a research center, and they did the trial of cucumber, and they say, how can I grow cucumbers with a certain amount of gas and a certain amount of electricity? And they did research with a lot of cucumber growers and researchers for a year, and the main conclusion was that you need to apply if you want to kind of set points.
You need dry gear. You don't need.
That's
to,
what
they
not what they say, but I surely took a wave to them and said maybe you can choose for dry gear, but it's not on my turn.
Okay, it's great. What if people or growers or companies that want to work with you? Where can they get information? How can they get in touch?
I think we are the supplier, so of course they can come over to me. I post a lot of LinkedIn, you know that. It's a global name, so everybody knows in the world Royal Problem is the biggest horti supplier of the world.
Yes.
We have our product specialist worldwide. For me, it's the international part. Eef Swinkel is well known as a dehumidification specialist. Mr. Dry Gear is also to be contacted. Everything is well set on the website, on Royal Brinkman website, and also on the Dry Gear website. I have a very good colleague from Dry Gear, Honey, and she do all the commercial parts and the advertising. So we are very proud to have this kind of relationship with the manufacturer.
Okay, Hans Belt, thank you so much for being here today. And Tal Netzer, the new CEO of Dry Gear, thank you so much for being here in a pop-up radio studio. And even if you're still new to to the company, I think you do an amazing job and you have a great strong vision towards the future. So that's great, and I wish you the best of luck in your position.
Thank you, and I hope I could visit you next year and kind of tell you about the progress that I've made in the last year.
Amazing.
I think it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's nice to keep in touch and to see how Dry Gear will develop in the future and new innovations and things like that. So who knows, maybe we'll see you next year at Hortibiz News Radio. This was Hortibiz News Radio, live from today, from the Green Tech 2023. Tomorrow we're back with many more guests, but for now this is it, so I wish you a nice day and hopefully see you tomorrow.
This is Hortibiz News Radio.